trouble to others as well as themselves. Your actions, speech, and thoughts make you ever increasing amounts of evil karma. Never willing to benefit and forgive others, esteeming to harm one another instead. You pray to the spirits of the mountain forests, trees, and graves. They kill living beings in order to make sacrifices of blood and flesh to Yaksha and Rakshasa ghosts. They write down the names of their enemies and make images of them. And then they hex those names and images with evil mantras. They summon paralysis ghosts, cast hexes, or command corpse-raising ghosts to kill or injure their enemies. Like the Matukabla. Nếu chúng tụ tình ưa thích ương cái chia liền nấu cao hợp nhau não loạn cho mình và người sẽ thân khẩu ý tạo tác tăng trưởng đủ khắc nghiệt thì những chuyện thường làm những việc không như ích ngu hại lẫn nhau tháo chịu sơn lâm khay mã đánh thần để giết chư chúng sanh lấy dước trịch chúng thế diệu soa và la sát rằng hoặc biến tên họ và làm thần tượng của báo nhân dùng ác thú thuật mà trở chú diễn đến bộ đạo chú khởi chi thủy làm loạn và hoặc hại thân người Chinese word Vietnamese word I don't say this Vietnamese word either because it's very very technical những chữ này khó tôi đọc được mình cũng không tại vì mình chọn mấy cái cổ văn cái này mình phải học thì có học so, because we use ancient Vietnamese books like ancient Chinese no one understands but it preserves the sage's meaning khi mình dùng cổ văn thì mình giữ được cái nguyên nguyên ý của cái thân thành so it's a learning process John here. By the way, John is joining us recently. I met John at the City of 10,000 Buddhas during the 4th of July weekend. He's through Randy Lump. And we talked about that. We talked for a little bit. And then he expressed interest in joining us. So, welcome. It's a new, you choose a funny time to join us because you walk right into the middle of something which is probably hard for you to swallow. I remember Texas Space when I first came here. And by the way, Texas is a general from. Okay. The beings who delight in perversity are okay. That refers to double tongue. Delight in perversity refers to double tongue people. People who use double tongue. Thì cái này có nghĩa là đứng thiệt. Chúng kiện là mình dùng cái lời nói để mình chia đồ thay đổi. So you use double tongue, you say one thing to one side, party A, and you say one thing to party B to get them riled with each other, to get them to fight each other. Okay. So that's what this refers to. Okay? People tend to be motivated by anger to be sued, and they are not willing to let go, they can't forgive. Người ta thích ta nấu 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 cái gì đó bây giờ cái thân giận nó nhảy lên thì người ta kiện tụng nhau à, nó cũng đi phải đi cái người thường thân người xuất gia cũng vậy thì it only happens only to regular people also level people as well we also get angry and we also reach into the legal arm of the law and also sue each other as well which is sad self minimizes. That is the nature of cultivation. If you cultivate, if you study any kind of cultivation, do any kind of cultivation, whether it's Buddhist or not Buddhist, you don't look at how many of you do not have a temple, as long as the end result is that yourself becomes smaller and smaller and smaller, then you're on the right path. Nếu như cái thằng đá mình từ ngày thằng nhỏ từ ngày thằng không từ ngày thằng không còn quan trọng như trước, như dùng trước, như tháng trước, như vậy thì cũng được. Không phải là hiểu biết. It's not about knowledge. It's not about wisdom. It's not about success. Chúng ta hiểu biết chúng ta đã thành công, chúng ta đã hiểu được, chúng ta đã hiểu được Phật tử hoặc là tổ tiên. Cái này là cái ngã. See, the job you walk with, I know you're here because you want to learn more. And I tell you that on the first day, nothing to learn. That's the nature of learning. Because, ông nhận tới là muốn tìm hiểu thêm. Thì tôi nói thẳng với ông đó là tôi xin lỗi tôi là một thất vọng tại vì không có gì mà học hết. Okay, because the still self and wants to learn. Okay, it's good for it's okay starting up, but eventually that cell becomes smaller and smaller. Okay. Then you're on the right track. We're not against learning today. Okay, we're not against investigating principles. Okay. Only under the light of minimizing yourself. Okay. Because what happened is that the worldly knowledge makes itself bigger. Think about all the intellectuals or the scientists who know so much. The genius is out there. Okay, the God, the word is like the law. Okay, and that knowledge is not that. That knowledge is not that. So we in Buddhism we spend the time, we spend our time, we devote our time, I mean, people like myself devote our time on learning the principle, learning to learning about the truth, acquiring the facts, learning more about the truth of the universe. And part of that truth is that the self is falsity is false. It's not true. The self is what we as we value the price is not joy. Thật ra mình tu là tại vì tu là người xuất gia, chúng tôi tu là tôi muốn tìm hiểu chân lý, tìm hiểu sự thật. Sự thật là trong sự thật của vũ trụ đó, sự thật đó là mình trong sự thật đó mình thấy rằng là cái ngã là cái đồ giả. Thành ra nếu mình tu một ngày mà ngã mà bớt thì mình đang biết rằng không có được. Chứ không phải là đồ giả, cho cô nói đồ giả là mình cho cô đã lo là thằng này mình rối loạn cái nhiều phương pháp tu, cái phương pháp tu nó hơi loạn, thằng càng loạn thằng thấy nó ngã, nó loạn rồi, cho cô hiểu. Thành ra cái loạn nó cao, nếu như trong cái loạn thì ngã nó bớt. So this morning, for example, when Shuni here on this side, she asked, I said, you know, you teach meditation differently, you teach about motivation differently. Others say, okay, you're supposed to empty yourself and that kind of, and you have a certain methodology. Each expert, so-called expert, has their own approach. And surely I also have my own approach as well. And my approach is quite different. And so she says, the more I listen to all these different approaches and all these different teachers, I get confused because I don't know which way to go. If Catholic has a different way, the Buddhist has a different way, the Taoist has a different way, Chinese has a different way, supposed to be confused because we are being overwhelmed by life. We are not as much in control as we think we are. Okay? We'd like to be more in control than we are. Okay? So part of the growth is not about clarity. Part of your cultivation, or part of your wisdom, part of your growth is that your ability to handle confusion. Because it will be confusing for a long, long time before you begin to be able to see clearly. Okay? Until then, you have to learn how to handle confusion. Okay? So I said, if all these different methodology you tell me about make you confused, that confusion may be good as long as the end result of that confusion, okay, is that yourself becomes smaller. You're not as attached to yourself as you used to be. Okay? Don't ask me for clarity, because I can't give it to you. Because you won't be able to see clearly for a long, long time. Okay? It's part of your own limitation. Okay? So it's about resolving the confusion in a way that minimizes itself. Okay? Then you're on the right track. Cô hiểu không? Không phải ráng xuống nha. Mình phải chấp nhận cái sự tố tâm của mình. Ai cũng tố tâm hết. Nếu mình cứ không như nào, nói thiệt với sư cô, mình nói, nếu mà tôi cứ ăn nước là tôi ngồi đây mà dám nói với sư cô với quý vị rằng là tôi là không bị, tôi rất ráng xuống. Tôi tố tâm với mọi người. I tell him that I wish I could sit here and tell you that I can see clearer and I can be so sure about things. I'm not. I'm just like you, I'm struggling like crazy. Okay? And the process I'm going through is just like me. What I'm leading you is toward the path where you begin to see the falseness of yourself, of your ego. Cái đường đi á, mình từ tới mình sẽ cứ gần vào, mình cứ gần cái mục tiêu của mình, mình cảm thấy là cái thằng ngã mình nó bị đã, nó chỉ là nó tạm thời, nó vòng vòng đã. Okay. Any questions? Okay. Along the way. Yeah, along the way, the process of cultivation is that it may be hard for some of you to believe that you can heal people. You can. You can help people. You can. Because you have the power of that after all these years of practice. Because healing people is basically dealing with ghosts. The Buddhist healing is different from the world healing. Okay? But that's part of your growth. You have to learn to have faith in some certain things that are happening that you don't quite understand. Okay, I have a student, Jack Chan. They call me a dog. Is it off? Can you see it clearly or not?
No,
you can't. It's too small.
It's plenty.
How do I blow it up? Oh, let me do a small change if possible.
Yeah. Go to edit.
Change or not?
Go to edit.
Edit?
Edit, and then you can change it.
Where's edit?
Oh.
I don't have any edit.
Do reply.
Okay. Is it better here?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. Okay. This is an acupuncturist. I'm thing becoming because he was a programmer of Lord in San Jose. Khi ông làm San Jose, ông làm về Lord. Xong bây giờ ông đổi ý ông chán, ông đổi ý học nghề cho tôi, thì muốn làm nghề cho tôi. So he's very sincere. He's learning. He wants to learn more about agriculture because he enjoys doing. He enjoys human beings. He can see the results of his work. He can help others. Okay. It's very interesting. So he learned about agriculture and he's begin to practice agriculture full time. And he's been following us, learning about Mahayana as well. And he used to listen to Skype. Is he on Skype right now or not?
Randy is on Skype.
Yeah. He's in Australia right now in Gold Coast. He's on the Okay. And can you read the message here? Yeah, you can, right? It's visible, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So what happened is that ông này qua lúc là lời tại ông theo cái một cái thầy nhân viên ông dạy mới quá thì lại ông dạy nhân viên cho hai tuần. So he went there because of you, as part of maybe a week, a few day workshop. What is it? Human energy, whatever they say, right?
Yes.
Okay, there's energy healing for free. Okay. So he's learning. He's learning learning how more healing methods. What he's learning more about as he looks into more healing. Okay. There are quite a lot of amazing stories from amongst Lord Dr. Peter and I who has seen unseen forces, hungry ghosts, and all the spirits. Nó có những cái chuyện họ kể ra trong ở cuộc đời này từ những người xuất gia, giống như ông Tắc Cơ này, ông dạy nhân viên đó, thì ông thấy được quỷ nó thật. Okay. This has been eye-opener for me and has shown me how limited human physical knowledge really is. Okay. Thấy rằng là cái sự hiểu biết về cái y của cái da rất là nhỏ. Okay. Any questions? This is from the people of the profession. Yes. Question? No? Why do you do this? You confuse me? Okay. The physical, the worldly medical knowledge, they deal with the symptoms. They have là chỉ chữa được cái triệu chứng. All right. You deal with the symptoms. You deal with removing things, the growth and taking off, removing the decayed tooth and so on. Okay. So you actually solving the symptoms of that. Okay. You take it a step lower, then you may be hard for you to buy John is that all those things. There's some destructive forces behind those manifestations. They are controlled by ghosts and spirits. Okay. Khi thế gian pháp á, họ chữa cái triệu chứng răng nó bị hư, mắt nó bị hư. Okay. Cần cái bộ, tại vì cái đó sau đó có những cái quỷ thần, có những cái lực tàn phá, lực tới quỷ phá, cái đó là quỷ thần. And that's why in some other disciplines like Taoism or even Qigong and so on, they also use their own habit, or the Hindus, they have their own mantras to deal with the ghosts and spirits. That's how they can heal as well. Bởi vì bên phía cái tôn giáo khác, shouldn't come to a surprise to you that the more when you practice these mantras or tantric dharmas, you'll be able to heal as well. For example, Master Chen was a disciple. The majority of them were going to be able to perform the healing. Until you become a Buddha, okay, it's not a good thing to say that you have enough wisdom and clarity of mind to decide on who should suffer and who should not. It's not right to me. If you have, you are able to see the entire picture, then I buy that. But if you still have things that you cannot see and understand, you should not allow yourself that right to decide, because what if you're wrong? Okay? That's what you should, you are not responsible for others, you are responsible for yourself. You have to take care of all the cases of the case of this scenario where what, when you're wrong, you can harm someone for the wrong reasons.
But, you know, the law of cause and effect says that for every cause there's an effect, and say you're helping someone doing the healing,
yeah,
the ghost come in and then give you the bingley buck.
The ghost come in what?
Won't the ghost come and take retribution on you for interfering?
Absolutely. But that's different. It's not about deciding a lesson. Okay? It's a cause and effect. You meddle. And that is being settled. What you meddle is supposed to pay the price for meddling. Who are you to decide to meddle? If you decide to meddle, then you must pay the consequences. That's different from teaching a lesson.
But it's also part of healing. If you're healing somebody and you're meddling at the same time, you say,
yeah,
it's good to heal. If you're meddling, then I'm going to get the consequences.
Absolutely.
I'm not even ready for the consequences. I mean, that's pretty big.
Okay. Now we're talking. Okay, John. Why? It's a good question. Let me translate for that because this is of interest to the rest of you as well. All right. Tức có nghĩa là tôi đang cam về, có nghĩa là tôi phải làm tòa cái này á. Sao bây giờ? Ok, thì tôi mới nói ờ, à, vậy được, bây giờ hỏi cho nó rõ ràng, cho chính xác. Tôi nó quanh co thì cũng trả lời được. He has, it has to be direct, okay? It's easier for me to talk about something specific instead of general principle. Okay, let's talk about your case. Your profession involves investing. Okay, công nghệ thông tin thì là ông đi chuyên một cái chiều được người ta, hiểu rằng người ta, hiểu rằng người ta là gì? Là cá thể, đúng không? So what does it mean? For meddling with someone else's business, you get paid for. Okay, đi cá thể thì được cá thể. What are you making? I wish I could make the kind of money you make. I meddle, I don't get paid your money. What are you complaining about, John?
Very different story. A friend of mine ran out of insurance in another state, and he doesn't have his own medicine. So I have a friend of mine, MD. I get free medical sample, and I send them over. And Randy tells me, you're meddling, John. You're going to get
That's right.
So how do I know I am up to the task? Is the question that I can wind up. Meddling with 800-pound ghost who can come and beat the crap out of me.
That's the chances you take.
So you want to meddle and you want to pay the consequences?
My question is,
then don't meddle. What do you want?
But
it comes to the territory. When you meddle, John, you actually say, you want to meddle. Now you know about the cause and effect. Okay, and you really, the more you look into it, the clearer it becomes. You meddle and you create a cause, okay? And therefore, there's some consequences coming your way. Not to waste time. If you're afraid of it, don't meddle. If you're not afraid, go ahead and meddle.
The person's not afraid, it's not wise.
What is it then?
There's no wisdom in not being afraid, because you know.
It's a fact. I wish I could tell you it's okay to meddle and you're doing a job, you're doing a good thing, therefore don't worry about it. I say, yes, you meddle, it's out of good intention, it's a good thing, but you better worry just as well. You can do something coming your way, okay? It's the way it is. It is what it is. Okay? And then showing here, because I make a very, you know, it has to be something relevant to you both. It's not about theory. I'm asking her, suppose you have the ability to heal cancer once. Any form of cancer once. Okay? In other words, người ta bị ung thư, sư cô tới sư cô lấy người ung thư ra, một người ta đi vào thân sư cô. What happened is that she has the ability to take someone else's cancer and make it hers and heal it or heal that person. How much should she charge for? What time do you? He's willing to do it. Are you willing to do the job?
If he becomes a left home person, yes. That's the fee.
Forget it. Yeah, that doesn't apply. Even if he becomes a left home person, he will die in 1 week.
No, okay. I cure his cancer, but he must, I pay it on, but he must become a left home person.
Oh, he has to become a left home person.
That's my fee.
No, that's not his fee.
Why not?
That's not reasonable.
Because the point is,
John, it's not. Ông nói ngược lại, ông cụ ngang cá, ông nói là tôi sẽ thành giúp, tôi lấy được giống như ông sẽ thành cái người ông Bill Gates sẽ thành người xuất gia. Yeah.
I think if you can cure cancer, then just do it and don't want anything in return. If you can cure cancer, then just do it and don't want anything in return. If you can cure cancer, then just do it and don't want anything in return. If you can cure cancer, then just do it and don't want anything in return. If you can cure cancer, then just do it and don't want anything in return. If you can cure cancer, then just do it and don't want anything in return. If you can cure cancer, then just do it and don't want anything in return. If you can cure cancer, then just do it and don't want anything in return. If you can cure cancer, then just do it and don't want anything in return. If you can cure cancer, then just do it and don't want anything in return. If you can cure cancer, then just do it and don't want anything in return. If you can cure cancer, then just do it and don't want anything in return. If you can cure cancer, then just do it and don't want anything in return. If you can cure cancer, then just do it and don't want anything in return. If you can cure cancer, then just do it and don't want anything in return. If you can cure cancer, then just do it and don't want anything in return. If you can cure cancer, then just do it and don't want anything in return. If you can cure cancer, then just do it
you can do that, really do that, then do it. And don't ask for anything in return. That's right.
You see, that's the difference between a Buddhist and a non-Buddhist. Yes.
I like Tech's idea. Get all his fortune and then make an offering to the Triple Jewel with all his fortune.
He still is not optimal. Still not a good thing. Okay. The reason, John, is that when you give, your gift is with the visions. Okay? Because you know better than the next person. Okay? That is the yourself manifesting.
But this is not me having him come and believe the way of good thing.
Can't force him.
It's his decision.
Either that or die. Right?
Pick your pick. I mean, very simple.
Again, he's still forcing you. He's still forcing your will on others.
No, that's his desire to live.
No, that's called selfless.
True.
Okay. You're still forcing your will on that person. The true gift is that when you give, and you give. Take it. Do whatever you want. Here's my life. Take it. I'm willing to die just to help you. You live whatever you the way you feel fit. That is true. If I give you my life and I force you to do it the way I see fit, then I'm really not giving you my life at all.
That's right. You're giving everything with condition, something with a condition.
Conditional gift. It's still not optimal. It's still not true gift. Again, it's the self-manifesting, it says, I know better, okay, and therefore for me to do this, I'm forcing you to do it my way.
There's no virtue in that.
Okay? That is not about virtue. We're not talking about virtue here, Linda. We're talking about the self-manifesting. You see, John? The point here is that the self-manifesting, really yourself says, I know. I think this is the best way possible. It should be where you do it and say, I think that's the way it should be. Okay? But I'm going to force it. That's better, you think. Doesn't it?
Yeah, I think I know. I see the self there, yes.
Yeah. It's a big self right there. It says, I know better. You don't know. You could think that's going to be in trouble. And for me to fix it for you, you better do it my way. I'm saying that's not a good thing to do either. You're forcing yourself on others. Just to help them. Helping them comes with a price. Helping without any price is true help. Yes, you can have a question.
So that's based on depending on the perspective. I will not do it for anybody. But I mean, unscripted things like my son or my wife, I might do it. And it's still a question. It's still not just a gift.
So you're saying the word, if that person is your family, like your wife or your son, you will do it?
I might do it.
You might do it.
No.
Acting more about
it. When you get it, you figure it out. Walk that as well.
You're more favorable.
Take a little longer.
It's more favorable to figure out.
Okay, okay. Oh, I don't know. We can talk about it. Còn là gia đình con chết đâu, cũng nhiều chết đâu, nhưng đều trường hợp của mình có những giả bị như là người đó là vợ tôi và vợ tôi ở đây nè, vợ tôi và con tôi á, thì tôi có thể không được thể chết được. Okay, yes. What do you think?
I think Luke has a good point because it depends on the person. If the person is like a leader of the country, if he died, then the country will go into chaos. Then,
mm-hmm.
In that case, it's more. It's
yeah. So he says, for example, between người chết, người ta quan trọng, người không quan trọng, người quan trọng, người chỉ giúp đại người đó. Nhà như ông vua, ông chết một cái thì nước nó loạn, làm thế nào để như vậy? You buy that?
No.
No?
No.
Why not?
We made it.
I don't know. What do you see?
Yeah.
You
well,
the only
we
one.
Just say who's,
huh?
Who's has a more valuable life than another life.
I think we're going to go film for a while. Well, he's the king of the country.
Does
huh?
that make his life any more valuable than mine?
Yes.
I don't think so.
Because if, if he dies, your life might be messed up because he died and the country
might,
will go.
Might?
Yes.
Might?
Might.
His
might.
Life is no more valuable than yours, Dan.
He's right, because we are not seen with equanimity. We are all one.
That's absolutely correct.
That's
okay.
They might be scum, but we still are one.
It's still life.
You see, that's... It's not about one yet, okay? You're not one yet, because you're not, okay? I don't buy that. The nói tôi đó là quý vị đừng là cùng cùng thể, quý vị tại vì trong mắt quý vị không thấy cùng thể đâu. If you don't see it as one, let's face it. Is that true? Anyone see as you, as the next person, as the same substance? Huh?
We're all different
in our own way. Ai có ai nghĩ là mình với người bên cạnh là giống nhau không? Cùng thể không? Not me. I don't see it.
If we don't start now, then when?
No. I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about intellectual discussion. I'm saying that right now, do you really feel it?
That I'm better than
you. We're not talking.
Else?
You see, we're talking about doing. We're talking about faith. Do you really believe it? It's not talking about we wish it's the case. Or we believe or we think it's the case. You really believe so? Huh? Quý vị nghĩ là quý vị những người bên cạnh cùng thể cùng một thứ với nhau không? None of you. Okay? You're not fooling me. Quý vị tưởng bây giờ là tôi được đâu. Không ai nghĩ được mình với người bên cạnh cùng thể mà. Yeah.
Well, I can see it that way, but it couldn't possibly happen. But, you know, I can see it intellectually, I can understand it. But actually, on
you see, you and your wife as the same substance?
You see myself with everybody as the same substance, but I can't act like that.
Wait. You get along with your wife?
You don't even live together.
So you see, can you see yourself and her as the same substance and therefore what if you is hers and what's hers is yours?
We're all the same substance.
Huh? If that were the case, we'd be living. You'd be living together already. Are you kidding me? You're talking about it, but you're not doing it.
No, that's exactly what I said. I can't actually.
Okay.
I can't behave as if it's true.
You're only doing it intellectually. You're not doing it. You're not carrying it out.
That's what I said.
That's right. Okay. Yeah. You open to the concept, but you really don't believe it. You wish it were the case. Okay? You buy that? The truth of the matter is that you are screaming like crazy. Mình không bị khi một đáp nhận từ gì. Vì mình là đại thừa, mình là tiểu thừa, mình là con của mình là bà người, mình là người có tiền, người không tiền, mình là người thông minh, người thông minh khác không thông minh. Okay. In particular, you're so attached to your family. Nhất là cái gì? Mình cái óc phân biệt mình dễ sợ, mình ra phân thì nhất là mình rất chấp trước được những người gia đình. Is that true? Anyone who's not attached to his own family? Who's not attached to his wife? Raise your hand. Okay, I spare you. You divorced, right?
Single.
Single, right? There you go. Okay. Who is not attached to your girlfriend, boyfriend?
Doesn't attachment, doesn't
meaning even if he's not here, I still want a good thing to happen to him, and you know, I wish a good thing to happen to him, and he's gonna move on. I don't need to control him. I still attached to him.
But any more than any other one of us?
Well, I'm attached to anyone. I still. But doesn't mean I need control all of you. Right? Is it different? Attachment and controlling is different. You see, their parents. Now, he knew that what's attachment in Vietnamese? Huh? Mình chấp trước vào người gia đình mình. Có nghĩa có phải là mình nắm người ta, nhịp dây người ta không? Nó có. Chấp trước đâu chị, mình nhịp dây đâu chị. Muốn cầm quyền người ta, làm việc khác. Attachment means you can't let go. Doesn't mean control. Cái chấp trước không phải là mình cho mình đòi cầm quyền người ta, đòi chủ quyền người ta. Chấp trước nghĩa là mình xả được, chặt được.
But to detach doesn't mean that you don't care anymore.
That's true. But doesn't mean you control. You don't care for control either. Okay, never mind. Let me take it back. Just after. Anyway, you see that attachment and control and cognitive are two different things. Okay? You are, see, like the parents, they so control. Yeah, you know, cái cặp vợ chồng này, cái linh nó là thích, what's controlling the enemies? Thích kiểm soát. Đứa con nít phải đứng được nhảy trên cái bục gối. This is not the first time I bring this up. This is at least the third time already. She sees the son jumping on the bar cushion. She says, oh please, don't do that to me. Look at that. Yeah, that's what you like me to think.
She's come a long way.
And that's control.
That's
see that?
Attachment.
And also attachment.
Yeah.
There are a lot of good victims throughout the world. We get to them now, yes. That's
it's
very,
hard.
Very, very big problem. Okay.
Well, you don't think about it anymore.
Yeah. Yes.
So going back to your question about let's say that if I decide to
he's not letting me off the hook that easily. Yes. Okay.
So if I decide to take the cancer,
yes.
Is that I'm creating a death for that person because I'm taking
yes.
So
absolutely.
So you are posing another cause and effect.
Yes, that's a different chain. Different chain reaction. Lấy mình giúp người ta với là thương hiệu người ta phải mình lên nợ mình. Of course they owe you. Whether they like it or not. Mình giúp người ta, mình lãnh cái mình người ta nợ mình, người ta thích mình không hoạt động, ta vẫn nợ mình như thường. You see that?
So
it's your asset. They can't, there's nothing they can do about it. Ngọc hiểu không? Giúp người ta là ta phải nợ ơn mình, cái ơn nó là cái của mình. Muốn ta làm gì được thì làm. Là khi mà làm bố thí làm ơn làm mình thì mình nhận. That's why when you give, you get richer. Whether the other person likes it or not, see the relevant.
So when we or when one nail, you take the net now, but you are creating another.
Thành khi mình can thiệp thì người ta, mình can chữa được người ta. Và bây giờ, mình xóa nợ thì người ta có ý định người ta nợ cho mình được
không? What did he say, creating what master when you do that?
Creating an asset.
Yes, sir.
Yes. It's his asset now. It's his his possession, this what he has. Okay? Nothing is lost, folks. When we do something good, nothing is lost. He will not give it to you. Don't call not mad with me. You don't lose a single cent, people.
But if I take the cancer, but then I also charge that person 1 million, then the asset that I
is reduced by 1 million. You see that this is what checks and Danny are confused. The front row is 50 years.
Randy
yeah.
has comments.
Oh, Randy's confused too. Yeah.
Randy's comments was a while ago. Because
yeah.
He said that the first one is the Earth Store Sutra says son and father are so very close will never consent to take on each other's karma. On the time of death, each will go their own way.
That's not, you can't substitute.
Yeah, and the second comment was answering to your question. Oh, sorry. About the attaching to your the wives. And then his answer is all the divorcees. Okay.
What?
All the divorces?
Yes.
What? Repeat that. All divorces are what?
That's all he said.
What
does he say about the divorces?
That they are not attached to the partner. To the other.
Oh no, they're so attached. Are you kidding me? I remember when I divorced my ex. Man, was I so attached for her. I tell you, I was so attached.
When did you get unattached?
But that's in a different way, though.
What do you mean,
different
way?
Kind of attachment.
What different way are we talking about?
Well, there's resentment involved with that kind of attachment.
Sexually. What can you be?
It's the truth.
Divorcees, you don't think they are sexually attached to the other, to the partner? Are you kidding me? Well, you might like I said, you don't know John, so you sit there and listen for a while.
Thank you.
Huh? What do you think? You don't attach it easily, even with divorce. See, Randy doesn't know what he's talking about. He's only reading books. Go through divorce and you see what I mean.
You want us to relay the message?
He can hear. Because they have given yourself,
person has come back from pain. Don't you understand? Quý vị đừng có tưởng là bố thí là mình thiệt thòi, mà giúp cái gì mình bố thí là thiệt thòi. Tại một khi mình bố thí người ta nợ mình. You have to realize as soon as that person takes it from you, he or she owes you. Don't you get it? Một khi mà nhận một cái là họ nợ mình. This is why the Arhats. Vì vậy thì cái tuổi A-la-hán nó mới không dám chịu nhận bố thí. This is why the Arhats refuse to take the offerings. Because they know that as soon as they take the offerings, they have to come back and pay the owner back. They say, ah, I don't need it. Not now, not never. Bởi vì cái ông A-la-hán, cái cô bà A-la-hán, nó thông minh sao biết là mình một khi mà mình nhận rồi là mình phải trở lại, mình trả lại cái nợ đó với tiền lời. You only have to pay what you took. You always have to pay interest on top of it as well. Là không phải trả nợ, không phải trả tiền lời. Là cái người A-la-hán là hồn một phần. Là không có nhận. Tôi không cần nợ cái gì. Yes.
If you give, is there any way of giving and they'll repay back to that they can, you can give to that person and you don't want anything in return? How do you do that?
How do you do that?
Anonymously. Well, I mean, we already just said, I said, how can you, you're saying no matter what, if you give
them. Honey, if I do want to do, I'm rich by now. If that's the case, there's no law, there's no cause and effect.
I don't want to create cause and effect. If you want to do something, you should be able to do it without having an effect with the other person.
But I mean, tell you a trick. Can I teach you a trick?
Yes, tell me. That's what I want.
Nếu mà hỏi, nếu mà cho, mà bố thí, mà mình không, mình có được cái lợi gì hết á, mình có lợi gì hết á, thì cái gì có thể được không? Nó không được. Tại tôi chưa biết cách nào mà không được hết. Nó thì cái gì tôi nghĩ hỏi những cách nào người nó trốn cách là đóng được quả rồi. Ok, nhiều cách có như sao chưa có cách nào chia ra rồi vậy, chia ra rồi vậy. Listen to this one. I try to
think. Con có phải một cách mình cũng hỏi thầy là còn sống trên thế gian này là mình còn nhận hoài thì giờ thì chỉ cho cái cách làm sao để mình nhận.
Typical, these people. I don't know. I'm disappointed. Yeah, I guess all that. Mấy tháng rồi? Học mấy tháng rồi? 6 tháng rồi. And in 6 months now, I've been coming here 6 months. She still doesn't understand. 6 tháng rồi, kia đi đến giờ. Yup, yes sir. She wants to know, is there a way for her not to receive, the code name, not receive so that she doesn't know anyone anything? I said, how long have you been, studying under me? 6 months? Still, she doesn't understand the damn thing you asked me. Yes, there's a question here.
I was just thinking about receiving, like, offering a gift from others.
Okay, but that's no sidetrack with that.
Okay.
Yeah, now you. Okay.
Oh, you're not listening too well. You're not real well to listen.
Maybe hang on here. Cool. Don't you think so, Archie?
They're listening, they don't understand.
Just the fact that you owe me doesn't mean you have to pay me back. No matter what you call yourself, no matter what you become. Because next life, even though you forget about the actual nature of transaction, prior transaction, when it was time for you to give, you give freedom. I keep telling you, the great hill, the great valley, you know, you see, the beauty of that, folks, is that it's from a voluntary basis. We pay on a voluntary basis, not because we're forced to. So the beauty of giving, you can't take it, walk into that business. Oh, you tell me, you're a big hero, or you're a five million dollar. Well, he and I, we got very different. You know that? Folks? Yes.
So we can say that what it will be would truly be away is also our that thing unclean that thing.
Yes.
Right. That's it. And then we done so.
We don't need to claim it. When the time comes, when the circumstances arise, they will gladly give it back to you for interest. Why do you think we teach you about giving the first thing in Mahayana? Because you cannot lose. And you guys don't know about five years. Mình là đó trong tương lai mà tới cái lúc yêu tới người ta sẽ trả lại cho mình một cách này một cách khác. Bởi vì cái gì mình cho người ta là của mình không bao giờ mất. Vì vậy trong đại thừa cái pháp đầu tiên chúng tôi dạy cái gì là gì? Bố. Tại vì một khi bố thì không bao giờ mất. Dễ sợ là một con người này, chừng nào cũng chồng chết. Chứ sao cả là tình hình trực tức lên rồi. Chứ sao cả phải trực tức. Cứ đổ đi đâu luôn á. That's why this is the beauty of giving, that Dharma giving me that person who owes you. Let me pay it back. When giving you opportunity. Whereas now, when John loans me money, and he called in him and said, this is what I need to really worry because, you know, this is going to do well.
And I got a new girlfriend.
I got a new girlfriend. You know, I need to buy her a sports car. Okay. Then I'm forced to give it back to him because otherwise he would say, this monkey is alive. He promised me that he'd pay me back. Okay. So I'm forced to pay him back. So when we ask for the loan, John, it's paid back grudgingly. Đằng này khi mình làm chủ nợ mình không bao nhiêu rồi, lúc người ta cần người ta trả mình trả không thiếu. So in all in contrast, in true giving, we just give it away and expect nothing back in return. That debt is still there, the connection is still there. When it's time for that person to reciprocate, he or she will do it with open heart and glad, so happy to do it. Why do you think people would walk to a temple and say, here, please take my check for $100,000, take my check for $1 million? Why do they have that? They're stupid. Tôi kẹt cái gì nó chết luôn rồi. Mà khi mình chết cái tôi rồi. hospital, you know, to receive your offering, you know, whatever, take whatever you give them, they're all not too worried about it. Okay? Anything else? vô thuận còn cả, không cách nào giải được. Cho một cái điều con bởi vì nó mới giàu được chứ. Chứ còn nếu cho một lên một thì nó giàu. Người ta see the world of people, they get rich by stealing. Phần lớn những người thế giới Pháp là giàu cho ăn cắp. I'm going to solve a lot of you, okay? Tôi thấp kiểu đấy quý vị là một số đông, số đông quý vị rất nhiều. Including the people we just need empathy for us in the future. Nhất là những người trong tương lai mà sẽ nghe cái phần này. Okay? The worldly dharma is that the common wisdom is that if you can borrow and not have to pay back, that's how you get rich. Agree? Or am I so naive? Không, mình tôi biết khác là thôi. Ai cũng biết là trong thế gian khác á, mình kiếm một tiền mà không trả tiền lại mình mới giàu. Và cái khác mình sẽ là giàu. So it's still basic, right? They don't realize that they're getting poorer by doing. They're depleting their wealth. Whereas, if they were to learn to give, that's when they get richer. You can give it. You can give whatever you have to give, you give. That's how you get richer. You get wealthier and wealthier until the day when you get the cash flow things out. The money you're earning right now, John, is you making withdrawals from your consciousness. You're not gaining new wealth. You're making withdrawals. You see? Trying to learn. quickly and without having to put out too much.
Even though you paid that doctor a fee?
It's back and forth.
That's not. Do you still have a debt?
Only the material side coming back. But there's still the spiritual side where the sickness is generally does not get resolved. Okay? You're sick because you owe a killing karma. Now it has to be settled. Someone comes in and heals you, that means that person picks on the killing karma. Whether he receives money or not is irrelevant. It still needs to be resolved. That killing karma, that's different. Just because the market decides on a price on for your services doesn't mean you're free and clear. It isn't. It's two different accounts. Why? Is it too complicated? I wish you could be that simple. Okay, anything else? So, thằng em với sư cô cứ nghĩ là mình cứ sợ nợ, sư cô hỏi mình là bằng sao mà làm không 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 bị nợ, tu mà không bị nợ người ta, thì tu làm gì? Đừng có tu. So I tell her my answer to her question, earlier question is that, is there a way for me to cultivate so that I don't take on debt? I said, if that's the case, don't cultivate. There's no need for you to cultivate. Bây giờ đang cúng với sư cô đồ ăn, sư cô có sức đâu, sư cô ngồi thiền. Vì chết hả? Để chết đói thay vì ngồi thiền hả? Giờ có cái thân cơ hội, bây giờ có cơ hội được, có chỗ để ngồi thiền rồi đó. Có thì giờ để ngồi thiền rồi đó. Vì cứ cần cái là cần miếng ăn nữa thôi. Vì sư cô nhất định không chịu nợ tới miếng ăn để mà tu hả? Giỡn thôi. Dám không? Dám chết không? Dám chết đói không? I'm asking you. And I hope you don't take it personally. I said, now you're a left-home person. You have a temple. You have a place to live. You have clothes to wear. Now what you need, you have a chance to meditate and cultivate. What you need now is food in your stomach for you to have the strength and the stamina to cultivate. Are you telling me you're not willing to accept food offering and take on the debt of food so that allows you to cultivate, to do chan? You refuse to take on a debt and instead you'd rather die of starvation? She still so worried about her debt and said, maybe I should eat less. Absolutely, should eat less. Left-home people should not be fat. Okay? These left-home people who are fat don't know what they're doing. They're enjoying themselves. Okay? That's not why we lead the home life. It's for lay people to enjoy themselves. Okay? Nothing wrong with you lay people enjoying yourself. Okay? That's your lifestyle. But for left-home people, we're not supposed to enjoy ourselves. Should we do? Bớt ăn nhé, đâu có chuyện mà đâu có chuyện mà ngồi ăn sung sướng, cứ ăn sung sướng, cứ ăn bao nhiêu, ăn thường nhiều càng nợ nhiều thôi, ráng chịu. Đâu có chạy đâu được, không chạy đâu được hết đấy. Mình ăn thêm một miếng là mình nợ thêm miếng. Hoặc cái phước mà nó bớt thêm một miếng, ráng chịu. Nhiều ở ngược lại, vậy mấy người đang ăn tại sao mà ta không nhận sao bây giờ? So what, still one question, so one thing is unresolved today. I brought up as unresolved. What about the ass? They say, I don't want to receive your offering. Don't give me anything, please, just leave me alone. I don't need you. I need food. I go climb a tree and go out and go to the mountain and climb a tree and eat wild vegetation. I don't need you. Mấy người, à sao? Tôi không nợ quý vị đừng làm phiền tôi. Tôi không nhận cái gì hết á. Cần tôi ra núi tôi sống, tôi ăn cây rừng, ăn lá rừng. Sao? What's wrong with that? Don't you think? Chứ nghĩ sao? What do you think, John?
Mr. Know-it-all.
You know, if he gives you something, I'm going to watch out. What do you want me to do when you turn? Yeah, what do you think? No, the eye has no pride. He's so smart. He says, I don't want to owe you anything. That's wisdom, John. It's so wise. See, come on, folks. I can't believe how blind you can be. Đúng rồi, quý vị có thể ngốc như vậy được. I'm telling you for the last 2 hours. Tôi đã nói behind you know, về bố thí không? Tôi nói, I'm so sure right now that your mind is still, what can I get out of this? What can I get out of this? Okay? What's it for me? What do I get to gain out of this? Okay? Quý vị vẫn ngồi đắn đo, vẫn tính toán như thế. Đúng không? Có ai ngừng đứng đó không? Anyone of you stop saying, from now on I give. Even when I'm not asked. Anyone. See? Thank you. See? You still don't understand about giving. See, the art understands already. He says, he understands so much that I do not want to take. Right now you want to take. Right? Maybe not the whole thing, but at least a little bit. Even it's, I mean, at least that part where no one sees, that no one realizes you taking, right? You guys are hypocrites.
So you said that the purpose of self-giving is to benefit others. When you reach that level of ownership, you're not there to give, you're there to give only.
I'm not there yet. I'm not yet there, honey. Hang on. Hold on to your horse. I'm still at wisdom here. Okay, I'm not, that's one more step beyond that. I'm talking about wisdom. But right now, you smart people of the world are bent on taking while you can. Agree? Whether it's affection, money, fame, okay, you bent on taking. Isn't that true? Có ai đồng ý không? Bây giờ quý vị rất thông minh, quý vị rất là lão luyện. Thì quý vị muốn lấy nào? Lấy gì? Lấy tiền bạc, lấy của cải, lấy tình thương, lấy sự kính trọng. Có không? Not true. Có đúng không? Có ai không đồng ý? Anyone who disagrees with me? No one. See? See, you're taking. That's why you're stupid. Okay? The arhats, they're wise. They say, I'm not taking. That's wisdom. Chứ về người đã ăn hay gì đó. Ta có chứ về người ta không lấy. Right now, folks, if I give to you, and now you know that if this guy is true, he believes in what he says, if whatever he gives me, I can take because he's not going to make a claim on that, you take it, right? Yes. Okay. Yes. Bây giờ quý vị biết, tôi mới giảng rồi là, nếu thực sự mà cái bố thí chân chính là mình cho, mình không có gì mình đòi hết đó. Thì có nghĩa là nếu như quý vị nghĩ quý vị lấy được gì của tôi, quý vị lấy ngay lập tức, đúng không? Tại vì biết tôi sẽ không đòi. Đúng không? Quý vị thông minh. Nếu gọi là thông minh, that's smart people, right? That's smart, but that's not wise. See, the Arhat is a wise guy. Why do you think you're here? Why do you think you're here? Why are you sitting here listening to me? You're taking like hell. You're taking like hell. Right? And you now you don't have to pay for it so far. Yes. What is he doing? See, he disagrees so violently with me. Tough luck. Tough luck. That's the yes. Give us a few comments, and then we need to move on. It's the same flight, 246. I've been here for 2 hours now. Same slide. Yes. Can you repeat that? That's a long comment. That's very good. I tap on the back a little because he's been listening for 2 hours and getting so frustrated. Ông nghe hai tiếng hồ mà ông nhiều cái ý kiến mà ông nêu ra ông bực mình lắm. Để mình khen ông đi. Repeat that quickly. Yeah, because that's relevant because they can't hear you.
Can you guys hear now? No, still not? Okay, I'll turn this way so he'll be. Yeah. He said the Sangha was created so lay people could plant blessings. This is balanced cultivation for the Sangha and also helps people. Sangha must cultivate wisdom and also blessing. Self-serving Sanghas can only become Arhat. To become Bodhisattva, one must take on debts and plant blessings by giving to all living beings, including lay people. Wisdom means knowing how to help living beings. Master Yonghua could cultivate chan, but decide to teach sutra lectures. Why? To increase his blessings so as to be able to overcome much obstructions. Only if it is lots of money. Smart people look out for themselves, wise ones look out for other people, and always take a loss.
Okay, folks. Okay, that's too long. Randy's very verbose, but that's okay. He's getting old, so he needs to. He needs to say it before it's too late. Okay. You have to be clear in your head, folks. Yeah. It sounds good. All those things are important. All these principles are important. But I don't see how it's relevant to you. Okay. My problem is that I spent 2 hours talking to you about giving. Okay. I don't care about whatever the sutra says. After 2 hours of speaking, teaching you about the beautiful dharma of giving, Sao Hai Thiên Hồ rồi. Tôi bỏ thì giờ để giảng cái gì cái pháp đại thừa về bố thí nó đẹp không thể tưởng được. Everyone would say, oh what a beautiful dharma. Beautiful, beautiful. Okay? Ai cũng khen là cái pháp đó tuyệt vời. Đó. Đồng ý không, Jenny? Nghe có hiểu không? She's asleep. Go. Anyway, so she after 2 hours of speaking about giving, the beautiful dharma of giving, and I ask you, would you rather give than take? You say, I'd rather take. That shows I failed miserably. You still don't understand a damn thing after 2 hours. Sudden enlightenment? Is it too much to ask to be suddenly enlightened, huh? 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 Hai tiếng hồi giảng, bây giờ hỏi cái gì là bây giờ cái gì thích lấy là thích hay là thích bố thí hơn? Thì vẫn lấy chứ thôi. Thứ hai tiếng đồng hồ không có hiểu gì hết. Đổ ngộ đấy chứ. Yes. No. Yeah, nice with those cigars. You're trying very hard. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So. Okay, that's fine. Okay, here. Okay, hold on to your horse, honey. That's all right. Okay, you still a little bit faster than at my speed. Okay, I'm getting old, so you have to bear with my speed. Right. First of all, you have to realize that why did I call you stupid? Because you still are so attached to taking. You're still attached to getting an advantage. Okay? That's why you'd rather take than give. Thế do quý vị vẫn thích lấy là tại vì quý vị vẫn thấy cái lợi trước mắt. Okay? Thích lợi hơn là không biết lợi. Whereas the Arhat is so wise. He says, he's not willing to take. You see the tremendous level of wisdom right there, folks. You buy that. Come on, he knows something more than you do. We come to that. But the point is that, first of all, you have to realize that never mind bodhisattvas and Buddhas. We're talking about you and the Arhat. You have to agree with me. You have to agree that he knows something and you don't. That's why he's not willing to take. Whereas you rather take than give. Right? Thật cái ông A-la-hán phải công nhận tí thì ông hơn quý vị nhiều lắm. Là tại vì nhiều lắm á. Tại vì từ cái chỗ cái gì mà còn thấy lời trong đó, còn thấy A-la-hán là không. À, không được. Tôi không lấy đâu. Là ông cái trí hiệu ông dễ sợ luôn, ông mới tới được cái trình độ như vậy. Đồng ý không? Mình mà còn thấy lợi mà, mình còn tham mà, ông đâu còn nữa đâu. Right? Mình thua ông xa. Anyone close to that? Anyone, có người nào mà gần đến cái trạng thái là mình cũng cần lấy nữa không? Huh? Anyone close? He said, maybe one thing left. Có một người còn một thứ nữa thôi. Chỉ cần còn lấy một thứ nữa, còn cũng cái thứ khác có thể xài, trừ một thứ thôi. Có ai có như vậy không? How about two? Hai thứ. How about three? Three things. That you still three remaining things that you take, whereas you can let go of the rest. How about four? How about five? Do I hear six? Seven. See? You're so attached. Before you get to zero, you need at least go near one. Nha. Chú hỏi đi, có người chỉ cần lấy một thứ thôi, hai thứ, ba thứ, không ai nói hết. Cái nói, người A-hán là, the A-hán is
Zero. He's taking zero. Người ta không, có nghĩa là muốn tới không phải tới một mới tới không được. Mà mười vẫn còn chưa xả được mà sao đòi không được. Quý vị là quá đần độ. You're so stupid. I rest my case. Đúng không? How can you compare yourself with wisdom on our heart? Never mind my bodhisattva. I'm not going there yet. You buy that. Because we're so attached as compared, so much more than Yaha. It's the incredible level of wisdom, folks. We don't have his clarity of mind.
Đừng có khinh thường người á hán. Thật sáng số cái độ người ta không chấp trước như mình nữa. Mình đủ loại chấp trước, người ta không thèm nữa. Ta nói, zero, đừng cho tôi cái gì hết, tôi không cần. Thí hiệu người ta dễ sợ như vậy. Yes.
Oh, he's taking a lot. Are you kidding? He's taking a lot. He's taking what? Recognition. He's going for recognition, John. No, John. He's still giving with conditions. Still recognition. You have to do it my way because I know better than you do. He can't do that. He can't do that. He's not capable of doing that. No, that's very far from Nahara. Hermit for Nahara. World apart. Worlds apart. Yeah, I can hardly call him virtuous, but he's a good man. Virtuous is quite different, too.
No, he is not.
Yeah. He's a decent man. He's a good guy. He's benefiting a lot of people. He may have a lot of flaws, but he's doing a lot of good as well. So to me, the balance is on the plus side. You can't say you have to be pure good because I tell you I'm not pure goodness. I have a lot of bad stuff you don't know about. Thank God. Okay. So it's not, you know, you need to balance it out. You have to be reasonable. You have to give credit where credit is due. You can't demand for the whole thing. Okay, it's not fair. Okay, so you have to realize that the Arhat's wisdom is incredible. You agree with that? I need to stress that on you because the reason is clear. I just proved to you today, okay, that you have so many attachments, whereas the Arhat does not. Okay, incredible wisdom, folks. Okay, now, does that mean it's right not to take anything like the Arhat does? Did I say it's the right thing? I only say it's a wise thing. Did I say it's the right thing? Tôi nói cái đó. Tôi nói cái đó là có đại chư hề mới làm được như vậy. Điều tôi có nói như vậy 2 tiếng hồi tôi có nói cái gì là cái đó làm đúng không? Chưa bao giờ tôi xài chữ đúng hết đó. Đúng không? Có chư hề đâu có nghĩa là đúng đâu. Yes. What if I were to tell you, or tell the Arhat? See, the Arhat is that he's bent on saving himself. Người A-la-hán, người chỉ tự giải thoát thôi. He knows how to do that. He succeeds in doing that. Người A-la-hán là biết làm sao tự giải thoát và đã thành công trong sự giải thoát. Okay? So far so good. That's wisdom. If you know how to save yourself, that is wisdom, folks. nếu như quý vị biết tự giải thoát được, cái đó là chưa hề. Lý do bây giờ quý vị khổ là tại vì quý vị không biết giải thoát được. Vẫn còn thấy phải nợ người ta, vẫn còn thấy khổ, vẫn còn thấy làm việc, vẫn còn thấy tranh đấu. Ok, cái đó là mình chưa giải thoát. Người A-la-hán đã giải thoát rồi. Ok, so what happened is right now, I'm told in Vikshuni, she still sees herself as struggling, she sees herself as cultivating it because she hasn't liberated herself yet, whereas the A-la-hán has obtained liberation already. Okay, that's wisdom. So far, so good. Okay. But that's more wisdom. Để tôi nói chỉ là chưa hề nhỏ thôi. Okay. The small and the big. Có nhỏ, nó có đại. Có khổng lồ. Khi người ta ngoài hàng chút xíu, biết chút xíu thôi. Tưởng đó là rốt ráo, nó đâu có phải rốt ráo. I give you a scenario, cho quý vị một ví dụ. Why Bodhisattvas accept offerings? Tại sao người Bồ Tát nhận cái đồ cúng bố thí, còn người cúng dường, tại sao vậy? Because of your stupidity. Tại vì quý vị ngu. I bet you cannot read this anywhere in the books you read. Whether it's Chinese or Vietnamese, I don't care. Because I just made it up today. Tôi cáo với quý vị, tôi cam đoan quý vị là quý vị kiếm sách nào, tiếng Tàu, tiếng Việt, tiếng Phạn gì kiếm, không ra cái phần tôi sắp nói, tại tôi mới chế ra ngày hôm nay. Okay, would you like to hear the rest of the story? Okay, time is almost up, so we need to speed through that. Not too many questions, okay? Yeah, comments, yes. You see, because every time you give, okay, you want to collect. Tại vì mỗi lần quý vị mà bố thí, quý vị đòi lấy lại, đòi hưởng lợi. Right? Not true? Anyone disagrees? Mỗi lần quý vị bố thí là quý vị đòi hưởng lợi. Well, you haven't been doing any giving yet, so John, I forgive you. But for the rest of no, you disagree. Okay, kudos to you. Những người mà không đồng ý tôi, it's okay to disagree with me. I forgive you too. Hey, I'm still making up the story as I go along. It's like a storytelling. It's the first time, therefore it has to evolve. It has to go left and right, you know. Because I haven't written the scenario yet. I'm making it up as I go along. Tôi đang chế cái chuyện thành ra tôi chưa biết nó sẽ diễn cuộc nó sẽ xảy ra sao. But okay, so it's okay to disagree with me. So it's okay. Don't feel too bad. Quý vị không cần phải phổ thẹn khi mà không đồng ý với tôi. It's okay. This is a very democratic, Janice. If you disagree with me, it's okay to raise your hand and say, hey, I violently disagree with you. I violently object. Okay. We're free to speak our mind. Cái chỗ này là cái chỗ tự do dân chủ. Không cần phải đồng ý với thầy. Thầy mà càng bị học trò không đồng ý chừng nào thầy càng thích chừng đấy. Because I enjoy it more. It makes it more challenging for me to try to sell you my wares. Okay. No, I'm kidding. Okay. There's a group of people out there. Okay. I'm not talking about everyone. Tôi nói phải tất cả mọi người. There are a group of people out there, when they give, they bent on collecting. That's it. Because you explained to me that one, I give one, I get 10,000 back. Here, it's $1. I believe you, Master. Here's $1.
And then they hold their breath and say, when is that townsman coming back? Why are they coming back? Why are they coming back? Come on! What are you waiting for? Đó, nhiều người là như vậy. Người ta phải nghe thầy giảng mà. Cho một lấy được 10 mà. 10 ngàn mà. Và nó lần này không tin thầy. Cúng thầy đồng ngay lập tức. Cúng một cái là nín thở. Không biết chừng nào mới trả là người 10 ngàn đấy. you buy that there's some people are like that. You know some people like that. Actually, you do know some people like that, Janice. Yes. Huh? Do you? Go play this song. You do know people who are like that, right?
Yes.
Why is that? Because they are so attached to it, right? They're so attached to their possession. Mấy người đó vẫn chấp trước vậy của cái họ quá đi. Okay? You buy that. There's such kinds of people. So far, so good. Okay? That's why the bodhisattvas, some bodhisattvas specialize in getting from those people. Có những cái hàng của đám, ta chuyên môn tới gặp những hàng người đây mà để mà xin bố thí thôi. Why is that? Tại sao nhỉ? Yes. How? Be specific. Of course, it's their business to go and help people. But how? How are they helping them? Because once they give and they expect to collect, guess what happens? They have to go find that bodhisattva guy and collect. Get it? They can't run away now. So even if he says, go away, I don't like you. I'm waiting until I get paid. Right? Right? China is not good for you. Go away. I'm here. You can help. You know, I'm here until I get paid. Right? Skill and needs. See that? Này à, hiểu không? À, bây giờ nó cúng một đồng, bây giờ nó đòi 10 ngàn nữa. Mà thành mình Bồ Tát mới thấy được. Bây giờ thế này, bây giờ mình tới mình xin nó 1 đồng đi. Cái gì chuyện gì xảy ra? Nó đòi nợ. Nó rượt mình, nó đòi nợ. Đuổi nó không được. Đúng không? Chủ nợ mà. Thành bất dư trước có tới mình nói, đừng có học thiền với tôi dạy dạy cô không được đó. Đi. Đi qua thầy bên kia nổi tiếng không? Không đi đâu, tại nó phải ngồi nó đòi nợ cho được xong nó mới đi được. Mình mới dạy nó được. Là sao gì gái tới thích không?
Oh, now Kim has he has a comment. That's devious.
Yeah. What do you think? At some point in the past, you gave a buck, okay, and you said, when are you going to pay me? That's right. You have no choice. You cannot get paid unless you suffer.
Thì vừa nghe nó gọi em như thế, nó nghĩ nó khô, nó cúng mình đồng nghĩ nó khô, nó mình lấy 10 ngàn mà nó biết nó có 10 ngàn, nó phải chạy, nó đòi mình. You know, because you guys are so smart. You give 1 buck, you say, I'm going to get 10,000 back. I better collect my 10,000. I don't want to lose it.
That's why. You see the beauty behind it? This is what the Arhats does not understand. Thấy người Arhats không hiểu cho nó. Họ kẹt, họ mới tu được, chứ còn họ không kẹt, họ tu được. If you guys are not forced to cultivate, you will not cultivate, folks. Yes. Okay, I'm kidding. Yeah. 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 Go ahead. What? What question? Yes. Do you? Yes, do you, yes. Do you know? No, no, I'm talking about, do you know anyone? Stay with your son. Yeah. You got that? You see the beauty of the Dharma, it is no way straightforward. It's called experience. But what a fool to you. Nó loài mà như nó cho một đồng nó đi được nó loài à không cách nào không loài hết là nó phải chạy theo loài thì mình chưa được nó phải ngồi tu. Yes. They don't owe me. I don't owe them. I don't owe them. As one expedient. Đó là một cái phương tiện. Một phương tiện là người ta mới tới người ta làm nợ mình. Để mình đòi ông. Đòi tối bà. Chứ không thôi. Chứ cách nào. Chứ thôi không tới học. Không cách nào tới học của mình đó. Thầy Ngọc thấy vui vậy thôi. Dạy nó nhiều cái éo. Nhiều cái éo le như vậy đó. Chứ không phải nó giảng gì đâu. À, phải có lợi mới người ta học được. Okay, so that's why the bodhisattvas take on that, because that's a way to help people. You see, đó mình mới giúp được, tạo cái duyên để giúp người ta. Do người ta là hắn ta không hiểu được cái pháp đó. The arhats do not understand that dharma. That's why they may be wise, but they're not that wise. Bởi vì họ mặc dù họ có trí huệ nhưng điều trí huệ nó còn nhỏ lắm, quá nhỏ đấy. Yes. Ai có thắc mắc gì không? Does Randy have any more comments? Yeah, but that's only the principle. You see, I expose to you the inner workings of that principle. Rồi cái đó là ông nói là Bồ Tát nhận bố thí để tạo nhân duyên để giúp người ta. Thế nó đó là lý thuyết trên cái phần lý thuyết thôi. Còn tôi mới giảng cái gì là cái phần dưới cái lý do phía sau tại sao cái chuyện nó xảy ra như vậy. Cái nhân duyên là như vậy đó. The condition is really because of your stinginess, our inherent stinginess. We want to get it back. We want to collect. Because if you're not here, you can't collect. Period. Huh? You meaning who? Oh, he pays. He's in contrast, he pays. Okay? He's willing to pay. You see, the difference between us and the bodhisattvas is that we are not willing to pay. They are. Don't make any mistakes about that. They are extremely willing to pay. We not. We're just the opposite. That's why we call stupid. That's why we are so stupid, and they're not. The wealth. What do you think? The bodhisattva has a lot wealthier than we are, John. So much wealthier. What wealth? Okay. Maybe you see nothing right now, But the next moment, maybe someone will walk in here and give a check of $1 million or $20 million. That's the kind of wealth they have. When they need to, it materializes. That's how extremely wealthy they are. The Dharma manifests itself materially as well. It does not preclude material manifestations. You think it's a good question, by the way. It's an excellent point. Okay, that's most people don't seem to understand. Okay, you guys think like when I explain about blessings and or wealth is something like spiritual, concrete, or conceptual, or theoretical. Yeah, it's not. It's for real. Okay? Cái gì hồi nãy tôi nói, cái gì ông nói là cái ông mèo là cái ý rất là hay. Ông nói là vậy cho ông trả, ông người Bồ Tát ông trả với cái gì? Because when you owe money, you have to pay back the money or equivalent. Okay? Thành ra cái ý cái này quan trọng, TV đừng hiểu lầm. TV cứ tưởng là tôi nói chuyện về phước với là của cải là toàn là chuyện trừu tượng, không là toàn chuyện mình thấy được. Chuyện thấy thiệt sao không thấy được? It's for real. Cái đó là thực sự đó. Why is it real? Why can't you see it? Tại sao vì không thấy được? No. It's not meant for to be seen. Because if it has to be seen, then it shows your attachment. It has to be seen before you believe it. It's an attachment somewhere. Figure it out. Tại sao không thấy được? Tại vì không được thấy. Tại nếu rõ thấy là chấp trước. Vẫn còn chấp trước ở trong. Tới trình độ nó mà còn như vậy là chết đó. Bồ Tát vẫn phải là Bồ Tát. If you are that level and you still have that kind of subtle attachment, you are not a Bodhisattva. It has to work for the Bodhisattva as well. You buy that? It's not only for you, for me, but also for the Bodhisattva. If he's a real Bodhisattva, he's going to say, how come I don't see anything? I'm wealthy? Where? You know how much money in my bank account? I have in my bank account? And you call me wealthy? Okay. If that Bodhisattva says, has that kind of thinking, he's not a Bodhisattva. He has an attachment somewhere. Yeah. Bồ Tát tới một vài vài biết Bồ Tát con nó tại sao của cải thu thấy hết đó, Bồ Tát nó phải Bồ Tát thiệt á, Bồ Tát giả đó, vẫn còn chấp chứ, phải cần thấy vẫn đòi thấy chứ. The true wealth I keep on telling you is that the true wealth is you have is when it shows up when you need it. Cái giàu của mình có thiệt sự genuine là khi nào mình cần nó mới tới thôi, chứ còn không phải nó tới sẵn để mình phí. Because when it's there before you need, you waste it. Okay? You have to hire bodyguards, you have to hire accountants, you have to hire lawyers, you have to hire all sorts of people to take care of your wealth. True? So your wealth is now depreciating in value, isn't it? It's causing problems for you, isn't it? Hiểu không? Cái của cải có mà tới trước khi mình cần nó là tiền mình. Nó đòi mình phải giữ nè. Mua cóp nè, mới giữ nó nè. Mà tới nhà băng để gửi tiền thôi nó mất nè. Rồi về nhà phải khóa lại cái số nhà băng thôi, người ta biết nâng cấp của mình nè. Rồi phải thuê luật sư nè. Rồi thuê đủ thứ người để mà giúp mình giữ cái của. Nó làm tiền mình. Nó phải là của. Nó là nợ. Thấy không? Thế của quý chính của mình khi nào mình cần nó mới tới thôi. Không, nó tới vừa lúc đó thôi chứ còn không bao giờ nó phí hết. Hiểu không ạ? mới gọi là giàu. Giàu mà giàu phải ôm của nó phải là giàu, tụi đó tụi nghèo. Tụi đó là tụi tóc nó bạc. Mặt má nó hót. Ôi trời đất ơi. Không biết chừng nào, không biết giữ giàu được bao lâu nữa. Không biết cái thằng kia chừng nào nó giàu hơn mình. You see, those people who are rich people, yeah, they're the ones who worry and lose their hair, and the hair becomes gray, and then they worry about, you know, about losing their money, and they're not making enough money, and then their rival is getting richer than they are this year, and it's gonna outrank them in the Forbes, you know, richest people list. You know, it's not your wealth. It becomes a liability. It's not an asset. It is a liability. So true wealth is when you need it. That's when it arrives. That's true wealth. When I need to repay you, it comes. Not before, not after. Right at the moment I need it, it will come. Wouldn't you like to have that kind of wealth? I do. I'm no bodhisattva, but that's what the kind of wealth I have. I don't want him. I don't want the other kind. Vì cái vì sao như tôi thích cái loại đó đó. Tôi thích cái gọi là của, khi nào mình cần nó mới tới. Còn lúc mình cần, muốn nó tới. Không biết nó có đâu nữa. Nó gọi là giàu chứ. And that's the bodhisattva's wealth. Người Bồ Tát là giàu như vậy đó. You see, Jenny, wealth is not about how much money you have in your account. That's not wealth. That's nothing. That's about liability. You have to worry about it. Yes. You don't know that. You don't know that. You can't know that. Okay. Some point in time, you will know some of it. But you don't have to know the whole thing. Okay? Why do you need to know? What's the point in knowing? How does knowing affect your decision making process? See? Yeah, I'll grow that. Yeah. It's the right thing to do, do it. Don't hesitate. Don't worry about it. Okay? Because if you truly understand the principles, you do it based on your beliefs and principles. You don't need to worry about the outcome and you see the facts and the results before you do it. Okay? That's false thinking. That's pettiness. It's the right thing to do, do it. Yes. Anyone else? Okay. It's 3:30, so lucky today that we didn't have Randy here today, otherwise we'd probably have a lot more questions. Okay, so that's end it here today. Hãy thôi ngày nên mình dừng lại đây đi. Next week, okay, we can talk about it tomorrow. I'll talk more about it tomorrow, next week's program, and that kind of thing. We want to do some the evening ceremony. You feel up to it, or shall we skip it? We have a boy here today. It's a hot day. You hear for another hour his parents. And can you imagine what's going to happen to his parents? Okay, so then why don't we wrap it up and then
We do the evening ceremony tomorrow. How's that?
I promise.
Tuần tới, ngày mai mình sẽ làm cung phu chiều. Tôi sẽ hứa. Tôi hứa rồi chứ còn làm không làm. Tôi chỉ nói thôi nha. Okay, that's a transference. Oops. Ladies, Marys, and virtues adorn the Buddha's pure land, repaying the four kinds of kindness above, aiding the threefold paths below. May those who see and hear all bring forth a Bodhi mind. And when this retribution body is done, be all born in land of utmost bliss. Thanks for coming. It has been fun today. It's been real. See ya.